Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 15, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter the 15th of January 2020. The nations assert, the Jews control the world, all the evil comes from them. They feel that they are in the hands of the Jews, who are able to change the world. The Jews need to be corrected first. With the help of Kabbalah, we will turn hatred to love and will transmit it to the world. We will thereby change our fate and the fate of the world. The Jewish nation has to feel that by uniting among itself, it manages the enormous system of the world by the good path. But if it doesn't unite among itself, then the system turns around toward harsh unification by way of the suffering. Feeling more darkness is really more light. If we feel that darkness is thickening, it means that the light has come, and that is why we see darkness. From the lesson preparation for the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 1st of February 2020, writings of Balha Sulam, The Freedom. Take a look at the world with altruistic eyes. Remark. There are two types of perception of the world. The first is through personal feeling and the brain of a person who perceives our world through their five sensory organs. The second is through the environment, when the individual views the world through the people around them. The purpose of everyone in this world is to know the Creator. According to Kabbalah, one cannot explore the Creator through the usual five senses, but only through society. That is, society as sight, the aim, through which I look at the Creator. I cannot directly see Him, but if I learn to look through society, then I can clearly determine who the Creator is. My comment, the fact is that we need to defocus our vision, or rather, our sensations. Now we have them imprisoned for our egoistic fulfillment, and therefore, we do not feel the Creator. We thus need to look at the world with altruistic eyes, that is, from the quality of bestowal. Let's say the whole world is our little child, whom we madly love. Then how would we look at the world with love? However, this is insufficient because we still would look at it egoistically. We need to look at it with altruistic love, meaning as if absolutely independent of ourselves. Now imagine instead of your child, who is the whole world for you, a stranger, and even better, a person you hate the most. You must thus defocus yourself, tear yourself away from your egoistic view of the world, through a prism that completely turns you inside out, and then through it, you will see the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 4, 2019. Cabnet published my new article, Why Connection Makes Us Happier Even If We're Happy With Less Social Contact. Highly intelligent people are happier to have less social contact. That is a conclusion from a study by evolutionary psychologists Satoshi Kanezawa and Norman Pili, who examined the effects of population density, frequency of social interactions and intelligence levels in relation to people's happiness. It is quite a clear phenomenon. We can see how people who engage in specialized fields try to surround themselves only with whatever and whoever relates to the goals they have set for themselves. The principle is that when a person desires to connect with others as a means to reach the purpose of life, balance with the laws of nature, then this yearning guides the person to discover his or her perfect place in the system. I, too, would be happy to sit in a closed room all day with my books and my computer, and not come into contact with anyone. However, since I have come to the realization that the purpose of our lives is to correct ourselves by positively connecting with others, to transform our egoistic intention for self-benefit into an altruistic aim to benefit others, and by doing so, achieve balance with the laws of nature, then due to my adherence to life's goal, I do whatever I can to come out of myself and connect with others. In my case, this involves giving Kabbalah lessons every morning and evening, which is the most direct way to draw the force of connection into our lives. 1, S of my students around the world use these lessons to increase their closeness to each other and to the laws of nature. They advance in their connection from one day to the next in groups of 10, an infrastructure for realizing such connection. Outside of the lessons, I also have my schedule filled with speaking in programs for the TV, radio and internet, writing articles and posts, working on books, and participating in various meetings, all in order to advance the idea of humanity's needed connection. Everyone has a different place in the system of creation, and thus it is unnecessary for everyone to study and spread the wisdom of Kabbalah in such an intensive way, even though the option is there for whomever so wishes. However, the principle is that when a person desires to connect with others as a means to reach the purpose of life, balance with the laws of nature, then this yearning guides the person to discover his or her perfect place in the system. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is referred to as reaching the root of our soul, the ultimate harmonious state that we can all achieve. The purpose of the Kabbalistic group, part 1. Everyone has their own path toward the Creator. Question: throughout history, some Kabbalists have reached spiritual attainment without teachers. There were those who attained the Creator without the sources and even those who have done it without the group. How can one reach the goal without these factors? Answer: it depends on the goal, the state, and the point in time. Remark: the goal of those who study Kabbalah is to reveal the Creator. My comment: even that can be quite different. Just like in our world, one can be educated on different levels, in various aspects, in depth or in width, etc. The fact is that all the souls are different, from various parts, meaning different parts of the common soul. Thus, throughout 20 generations from Adam to Abraham, there were such souls that did not have the need for Kabbalah because they had a natural inner inclination toward attainment. Question: just like today, there are people who are naturally embedded with the ability to heal people? Answer: exactly. They don't know where they get it from. There are people who, on the contrary, attain it with knowledge and understanding, through teachers, through small groups of people. Everyone has their own path toward the Creator, there's nothing that can be said about that. From the Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019. Freedom of Choice, Part 5. Choose the best environment. Baal HaSulam, the freedom. Therefore, he who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here, too, it is not because of his good thoughts and deeds, which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and deeds. A person who chooses the best environment each time achieves a reward. His next, better, more advanced state. Question: the appearance of good or bad thoughts in me is also not from me? Answer: no. But what you do with them is from you. You can kind of program yourself for the future. I stress, kind of. Indeed, in order to develop even greater free will in you, your settings will be knocked down every time, giving you the opportunity to direct yourself to the goal with finer accuracy. Like a ship from the sea entering a riverbed full of branches, it is constantly guided, you need to move the same way. Question: so, to be a good or bad person, to do good or bad, does not depend on the person? Answer: no. Just by choosing your environment, as a result of this, you do good or bad deeds. Moreover, you should always try to make a good deed against your previous state, and a bad one in relation to your future state, then the next state will be better. And do not despair if your next state is shown to you, you see? And you are not the one. This is in order to push you forward. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 4, 2019.